After helming newsrooms across the country from San Jose to Cleveland to Bloomberg in Washington, D.C., Susan Goldberg left daily journalism in 2014 to become editor-in-chief of National Geographic, one of the most revered publications in modern history. But she'll be moving on from that high-profile position at the end of this month to become a vice dean at ASU, with a joint appointment to the Cronkite School and Julianne Wrigley Global Futures Laboratory. She's with me to talk about how she helped bring National Geographic into the 21st century and the future of journalism and training young reporters. Susan, what stands out about National Geographic right now and how you contributed to getting it to this kind of level?
I came here in January of 2014, and what I'm excited about now is how relevant and current National Geographic seems. Whether you're talking about the kinds of stories that we're tackling, whether it's climate change or stories about race or gender, sort of looking at the human journey in a modern lens, looking at the environment, which National Geographic has always covered in a very topical way. When we look at animals, we're also talking about, you know, species extinction. So looking at all of the things that people are talking about and things that are part of the zeitgeist, you can find those both on the pages of National Geographic. And then, of course, the other thing I'm proud about is how many other platforms, modern platforms, you can find our information, whether it's on Instagram, where we are the biggest brand, or our amazing podcast called Overheard at National Geographic, or our series of newsletters that millions and millions of people look at every day. So I'm really proud of that kind of progress. So in other words, the stories that we tell and the platforms that we're telling them on.
We certainly seem to have a growing number of people in the U.S. who are interested in what's going on around the globe. And National Geographic is a natural fit for that, too.
It is a global storytelling operation and has been, you know, for well over 100 years. We publish still in 35 languages, and that is just in print. So we've got these global audiences. And one of the things I loved about this job was a meeting that I would have, you know, every couple of months with our editors around the globe talking about what their readers were interested in. So I would talk to the editor of our edition in France, you know, and he would tell me about what was working there. Or I would talk to the editor of, you know, of our edition. We had a Scandinavian edition, and what was working in those markets. And so that is just so fascinating, looking at how people everywhere, sometimes they're interested in the same things and sometimes they're interested in very different things. But I feel like I learn something every day from that global perspective.
You have had an extremely impressive journalism career, and now you're moving on to become a vice dean at Arizona State, including at the Cronkite School and also at the Wrigley Global Futures Lab. Why was this the right job to leave for?
Well, you know, I've been in newsrooms for 42 years. I'm 62 years old, and I have tended to stay in my jobs for the longest I've ever been in any one job is 10 years. I've been here for 8 years. I kind of believe in repotting oneself every now and again. And the way I've done that before was really changing locations or changing the kinds of topics that I was immersed in and the kinds of newsrooms that I was leading. But this just felt like a moment where I would like to give back to our profession. I know it sounds a little bit corny, but journalism is and I don't have to tell you this, but journalism is a profession under a fair amount of pressure. I'm very concerned about how we're telling stories, and I'd like to work with the next generation of people telling these urgent and important stories, especially about things like climate change, which is why I really love this position at ASU, because it is both working with up-and-coming journalists, but also working with scientists and hopefully cross-pollinating there so we tell stories around topics like climate change in a better way.
There are concerns of some that the youngest generation isn't quite getting that that mentorship that perhaps they need going into this profession. Is that something you hope to provide?
Well, I hope I can be a mentor, and I hope I could be viewed as a mentor. I've tried to certainly be a mentor here, particularly for some of our younger staff members. But I would never want to say that, you know, we've got the lock on how to do it, right? I think that one of the great things about being in newsrooms now is watching how younger staff members and more veteran staff members interact. You know, when I got into my first job at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer back in 1980, all I can remember is older people telling me what to do. And, you know, and there was a lot of value in that, and I appreciated it. But what I find so great about newsrooms now is watching the mentorship, in fact, by some younger people of some older folks on how to use the tools that we didn't have coming up. And so I have thought that that is a really positive thing about gathering together as you know, groups of professional colleagues across generations, and something that I have really missed during this pandemic. And I cannot wait until we can all gather physically together again, because we lose a little something there.
And Susan, finally, you mentioned earlier that journalism is a profession facing a lot of challenges these days, even more than it used to. And you'll be working with some of these students at ASU. What if they were to ask you the question about, should I really go into this profession? What are the risks of going into that? What would you tell them if they were on the fence about it?
It is incredibly rewarding. It's incredibly important. And yeah, it's a hard job, but you know, everything, it seems like everything that's worth doing is hard. And we are living through a really difficult time. We're living through a time when a lot of people just question basic facts, right? At least we used to agree, it seems like, on the facts. We might disagree on what to do with those facts, but we agreed on the facts. So I think journalists and young journalists need to double down on, you know, finding the truth, and to use an old-fashioned word, printing it to the very best of their ability. So find that truth and publish it. And when more facts come out, get the right facts out there again and again and again. And people need to understand that what we know changes over time as more and more is exposed. We're having a science experiment right in front of us, and we're seeing the science evolve around this pandemic and around what we know about COVID-19 and the kinds of variants and what we can do to try to prevent it from spreading. We're seeing all this happen in real time, and so the science changes as we find more and more of it. And people are very uncomfortable with that. But I do think that is a key role in journalism. But what I would tell any young person is, wow, what an incredibly important way to make a living, way to help other people make good decisions by shining a light in dark corners so you can fix things, and shining a light on the things that are going right so they can be emulated. And both of those things are equally important. And that's what being a great journalist is all about.
That is Susan Goldberg. She's currently editor-in-chief of National Geographic, but next month she'll be joining Arizona State to become vice dean and professor of practice for the Cronkite School and the Wrigley Global Futures Laboratory. Susan, thanks so much for the time and good luck.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. I look forward to meeting you in person.